The 51st Annual Grammy Awards Ceremony takes place this weekend in Los Angeles. Our reviewer Tom Moon thinks this year's contenders for Album of the Year are a worthy group.
In a world of ringtones and single-song downloads, the album seems like an anachronism. But for artists, it remains a kind of gold standard. And this year, the Grammys are actually recognizing a bunch of really thoughtful albums. Among them is The Carter 3, from the incredibly prolific New Orleans rapper Lil Wayne. It was 2008's top seller and is up for the most Grammy Awards, a total of 8, including Album of the Year. Some say tragedy's hard to get over, but sometimes that tragedy means it's over. So Lil Wayne has parlayed a string of cameos into hip-hop ubiquity. It's hard to find a hip-hop project that doesn't have him on it. If he's not the best rapper on the planet, as he's boasted, he's certainly one of the hardest working. His album is a welcome contrast to the prevailing two-hits-plus-filler approach that's common in hip-hop. It's a concentrated dose of renegade creativity, track after track filled with brainiac rhymes and deceptively sharp commentary. Knock on the door, hope isn't home, fate's not around, the luck's so gone. Don't ask me what's wrong, ask me what's right, and I'ma tell you what's life. And did you know I lost everything, but I ain't the only one. First came the hurricane, then the morning sun. Excuse me if I'm on one, and don't trip if I light one. I walk a tight one, they try to tell me keep my eyes open. My whole city underwater, some people still float.
Lil Wayne faces stiff competition for the Best Album Grammy. He's up against another mega success, Coldplay. The British rock band's fourth album, Viva La Vida, offers the addictive and upbeat pop songs fans have come to expect. But the surroundings are a little different. The arrangements are dense and at times devious. Some consider the album the band's most adventurous work. The least established artist in the Best Album field is Ne-Yo, the Los Angeles R&B singer-songwriter who's written top 10 hits for Beyoncé and Rihanna. Ne-Yo's third release, which is called Year of the Gentleman, is notable for its level-headed, ever-respectful tone. Here's a man who's not afraid to show a woman his tender side or serenade her with downright lovely, Stevie Wonder-ish melodies. She's so much better than me. Also in the running is Radiohead, the trailblazing British band whose works have somehow never been nominated in the overall Best Album category. That's crazy, because Radiohead specializes in albums in the old-school sense of the word, with songs that may not be conceptually linked, yet still somehow coalesce into journeys. Last year's In Rainbows is an excellent example. Forget about your house of cards and there's one more contender for the Best Album Grammy, Raising Sand, the collaboration between Led Zeppelin vocalist Robert Plant and country singer Alison Krauss. It's a primer on the nearly lost art of harmony singing. Please read the letter. I wrote it in my sleep with help and consultation from the angels of the deep. Check out just one of these beautifully deferential performances, and you may find yourself curious to hear more. It happens like that with great albums. Please read the letter that I
wrote. Our critic is Tom Moon. You can hear songs from the albums nominated for Album of the Year at nprmusic.org.
rings and charms and pretty birds. Please understand me, my walls came falling down. There's nothing here that's left for you, but check with lost and found.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.